Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody greater than you, God. Nobody greater.
praise the Lord. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than our Lord. Amen. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I want to welcome you to the Woman to Woman show. God is truly good and worthy to be praised, and He has a great plan for your life. I don't know who you are or what you're going through out there, but I want you to know that God has a great plan for your life, and He's not going to let you go through any more than you can handle. So many of you out there thinking that you're getting tired and you're thinking that God's not going to do what He said He was going to do. But I'm here to assure you and to reassure you that God shall do what He said He would do. So don't fear, don't despair. Let not your heart be troubled. Know that God is still with you. Amen. Hallelujah. God is still with you. He's still in control. And God still has a marvelous plan for your life. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Amen. There is hope. There is hope for your future. His name is Jesus. Amen. So I want to encourage you to just keep on keeping on with Jesus. Amen. Keep your hand in His unchanging hand. Don't let it go. Don't let God go. Do not let God go. God's not going to give up on you. So I want to encourage you not to give up on God. God is just so good. He's so awesome, so amazing. My God, He's just worthy to be praised. So go ahead and take a praise break. Amen. Hallelujah for this word that the Lord had me bring to you on today. Go ahead and praise His mighty name. Amen. Because He's not finished with you yet. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boys, the men may have come to the end of the road, but you have not come to the end of the road. There's still a great work that God's going to do in you, for you, and through you. Amen. And oh, yes, God is going to get the glory. Amen. So continue to keep hope alive. Keep believing. Keep trusting. Keep praying. Amen. And keep pressing. Amen. Keep pressing. Amen. Because there is nobody greater than our God. Amen. Hallelujah. You're not just a wandering generality. You're not just here for no reason. God birthed you with a purpose. Amen. Hallelujah. You have been birthed with a purpose. Amen. Hallelujah. So hold your head up, straighten your back. Amen. Hallelujah. And rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice in the Lord today. Amen. Give Him some praise. Amen. Hallelujah for the great things that He has done and the great things that He is yet to do in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm excited. Amen. Somebody just go ahead and get excited for Jesus on today. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I want to welcome you to the Woman to Woman broadcast on today. I tell you, the Lord is truly in this place. Amen. Hallelujah. Right here in the studio on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Do you know that God is with you wherever you go? Amen. You can begin to stir up the spirit of the Lord. Amen. You can begin to invoke the presence of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God said that He would never leave you, nor would He ever forsake you, but He will always be with you. Amen. Hallelujah. So no matter what you're going through, no matter what you've been through on last night, be encouraged on today. We serve an awesome God. Not only is He awesome, but He's faithful. Amen. And God is faithful to complete the work that He has begun in you. Amen. Hallelujah. You might have messed up. Oh, yeah. You might have messed up, slipped up. Amen. Missed the mark. You may have sinned. Amen. But guess what? God is a forgiving God. Hallelujah. We serve a forgiving God. Hallelujah. And you know what? As long as you have a heart towards Him, as long as you have a repentant heart, as long as you have a heart full of faith and a heart full of admiration for the Lord, He'll continually be with you. Amen. Hallelujah. So keep on keeping on, my sister. Keep on keeping on, my brother, knowing that God is able. Amen. He's able. Yes, He is. He is able. Amen. Well, to God be the glory. Again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you live here on Blog Talk Radio. I apologize. I wasn't on the air last week. We had a women's conference, Women Power, anointed for divine purpose. Amen. Hallelujah. And I tell you, we just had a powerful time in the Lord. Women came from all over, from Chicago, from New Jersey, amen, from New York. We were blessed, amen, in the house. The Spirit of the Lord met us at New Creation Christian Ministries on 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord met us. Every boy, girl, man, and woman that attended was blessed. Amen. We had a blessed time in the Lord. Women were set free. Women were empowered. Women were encouraged, equipped, edified, emancipated. I tell you, what a great move of God. Hallelujah. Lives were changed. You talk about radical change. Lives were radically changed, including mine. My hand is up because how many of you know that God's never finished with you? Come on, somebody. Tell somebody God's not finished with me yet. Amen. Go ahead and tell yourself. Pat yourself on the chest and say, God's not finished with me yet. Amen. Hallelujah. God still has a great plan. But it was an awesome time, and we just had an awesome, powerful time in the Lord. Lives were changed. My life was changed. I went somewhere else in Jesus. Amen. You know, and I'm not going back. Amen. He's brought me too far for me to turn back now. I'm going for the glory. Anybody going for the glory? I'm going for the glory. Amen. I'm moving forward with Jesus. I refuse to quit. As a matter of fact, I'm too legit to quit. Amen. Hallelujah. Too legit to quit. I'm going forward with Jesus. But we had a great time. I'll tell you some more about the Woman Power Conference. And that's our theme for today, Woman Power, anointed for divine purpose. I want to talk to you about your power. I want to talk to you about your purpose, amen. So I encourage you to tell somebody. Go on Facebook and repost about the show. Go to my page, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. If you're my friend, go ahead and repost the page about the show on your page. Tell somebody about the Woman to Woman show, amen. If we're not friends, request me to be a friend. I would love to be connected to you on Facebook, amen. I do a large amount of ministry on Facebook, amen. Listen, whatever your gift is, the Bible says do it wholeheartedly, amen. Hallelujah. We can't just wait to get to church to use our gifts. Amen. Hallelujah. So, you know, you got to go ahead and begin to go forth and evangelize. Go forth and testify. Go forth and prophesy. Go forth and minister unto the Lord. Go forth and praise God. Amen. And let somebody know how great your God is and what an awesome work he's doing in your life. Let somebody know about the goodness of Jesus. Amen. But connect with me on Facebook and Twitter. Amen. I'm Pastor Rebecca Simmons on Facebook. Pastor Rebecca S. on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. Amen. We have the Woman to Woman Empowerment Group. If you are not a part of that group, I want to invite you to join the group. Amen. It's 500-plus women, and they are empowering each other. Amen. Hallelujah. Because the body edifies itself. Amen. In love. So it's a group of women. There's no confusion. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to join. Invite you to join the Woman to Woman Empowerment Group. Amen. Hallelujah. Tell somebody about the Woman to Woman show. Share the good news. Amen. I got a text. I got a message today. I received a message today on Facebook from a man of God who wanted to know the address of my church. You know, and I thought it was a blessing, amen. And this person was reaching out. They are down south. They're in the Carolinas, down in the southern arena. But he said to me, he said, I see you have a clean ministry. He said, I see you have a clean ministry, and my wife and I would want to fellowship with you. He says, we're down south, but we'll be up there this week, and we want to come to your church. Amen. And you know, that's a blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Where you get to the point where you're just so sold out, you know, that your light is shining, and men and women are looking on your life, and they're glorifying our God. Amen. I thought it was good. I mean, by clean, he meant, I'm sure he meant holy. I'm sure he meant consecrated, amen. I'm sure he meant pure, amen, without guile, amen, without manipulation, without ulterior motive, amen. I tell you, I have no ulterior motive. My only motive is to edify and equip the saints of God, my sisters, my brothers, amen, and to glorify my God, amen. And I got it backwards because it's to glorify my God. But by edifying and equipping my brothers and my sisters, God has to get the glory. He has to get the glory in my life, amen. I have been through too much, amen. I've looked for love in all of the wrong places. And I thank God that he stepped into my life when he did, and he didn't leave me out there. Amen. Amen. So I want to encourage you to call into the broadcast, 646-652-4832, a little bit later on, and talk to me about your power and God. How is God using you, amen, for his glory? And what are some of the things that the power of God has manifested in your life? And, you know, because I'm here to tell you that when God's power comes in, amen, hallelujah, when his power comes in, change comes, amen, hallelujah, transformation comes, purpose comes, hallelujah, healing and deliverance come, amen. When the power of the Lord comes into your life in a mighty way, my God, you can truly stand up and say, look at me, I'm a testimony, amen, amen, and praise God. So we're going to pray. I'm going to open up in prayer, and then I'm going to go ahead and begin to talk about the power. I want to make an announcement before I begin to talk about the power, but let us pray, amen. I want to pray, amen, for this broadcast. I want to pray for you, amen, hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you, and we magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord. And Lord, today we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Thank you, Lord, for this day. This is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in. And thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for your healing balm at Gilead. Lord, thank you for power. Thank you for purpose, oh God. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for deliverance through the blood of Jesus Christ. So, Lord, right now we come to you and we ask, Father God, that you bless this radio broadcast, that you bless the Woman to Woman show. Bless my guests, hallelujah, guests 2640, oh God, hallelujah. Whatever they're standing in need of, oh Lord, I just ask, Father God, you touch her, that you touch him right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just ask that you touch every person under the sound of my voice. Lord, there's someone, Father God, who needs to be encouraged on today. There's someone who's feeling low on today, feeling depressed, oh God. And I bind up that spirit of depression right now in the name of Jesus, and I lose joy. I lose the balm of Gilead, the healing balm. I lose the laughter in the name of Jesus. I bind up Satan off of the lives of your people, oh God, and I lose liberty, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. You are worthy. You are an awesome God. There is none like you, Lord. Thank you for your anointing, oh God, which is over my life. Thank you for your anointing, which is over these airwaves, oh Lord. And Lord, we just ask that you continually get the glory. Lord, heal those who are sick in body on today, oh God. Hallelujah. I send another touch, oh Father God. Touch them right now, oh God, through your precious Holy Ghost, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Touch the sick in body, the sick in mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give increase to their finances on today, oh God, hallelujah. My guests, oh God, hallelujah. And those who are listening live on the radio, Father God, those who are streaming, oh God, those who are on the phone lines, oh God, I just ask that you touch them in a mighty way, oh Lord. Lord, you know what they're standing in the need of. Touch their household, touch their families, touch their husbands, oh God, the wives, touch their children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for money coming, oh God, that money is coming into the households of the righteous, because you said riches and blessings are in our houses, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for increase, oh God. I thank you for open doors, oh Lord, doors that no man can close, oh God. doors that, Father God, that you can only open, oh God. Hallelujah. I thank you for opportunities, oh God. Put the resume on the top of the stack, oh God. Put the application for the job on the top, oh God. Put that school application on the top, oh God. Open those doors. Provide financially, oh Lord. There's a ram in the bush, oh God. So I just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For your supernatural, exponential blessings being poured out on your people who are under the sound of my voice on today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you and I praise you, God. Hallelujah. Bless each and every person, oh God, listening to this prayer right now, oh God. In the name of Jesus, whether live or through the archives, bless each and every person, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, God. Those who will come, oh God, bless them right now. Let them come and let the Holy Ghost meet them as they tune in, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you that you are real, God. Thank you that you are right on time, God. Thank you that you are faithful, God. Thank you that you are an awesome God, oh God. So, Lord, have your way during this time, oh God. Have your way during this radio broadcast. Let your will be done. And it's in the name of Jesus, the precious, matchless name of Jesus that I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Whew. There's power in prayer. There is power in prayer. I tell you, there's nothing like the power of prayer, because when prayer is when we communicate with God and let God know everything that's going on in our hearts and our lives. Amen. So I want to encourage you to just keep on praying. Keep talking to God. Amen. Keep crying out to God. God hears your every cry. He hears your every cry, amen. So to God be the glory, amen, hallelujah. I want to make an announcement. Listen, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, amen, hallelujah, Breast Health Awareness Month, amen. So I want to encourage you to get your mammogram, amen. If you haven't done so already this year, make an appointment with your doctor, with your gynecologist to go and get your mammogram. And while you're at it, go ahead and get a total of physical, amen, hallelujah. We have to make sure that our bodies are okay, amen, even though we know we are healed by the stripes of Christ, amen. The Bible tells us that people perish for lack of knowledge, so be a good steward, amen, and get you a physical examination and get a mammogram, amen. I declare that cancer shall not touch us, amen. Cancer shall not touch us, amen, hallelujah. And then I want to talk also about October being the month of that people pay close attention to domestic violence. It's Domestic Violence Prevention Month, amen. And so many people are looking towards the church during this month, amen, for the church to be speaking out against domestic violence. And a lot of workshops are taking place, a lot of conferences are taking place on this month. I repent because I mean, this is something, you know, that should be addressed on a regular basis, not just in October. Amen. Even the breast cancer awareness and the domestic violence prevention, all of that, we need to be on top of that throughout the year. Now, I do women's ministry all year long, but I did touch on this topic a couple of months ago when I had Minister Dana Neal as my guest. She wrote a book, No Longer a Victim, amen. So it's not like I'm not touching on it, but I do need to be dealing with it more, amen, hallelujah. So I'm going to just make a conscious effort to keep talking against domestic violence. Keep talking against somebody hitting a woman or even a man, somebody hitting you up beside your head. Amen. You are too precious you are too precious to be abused. You are too precious to be neglected, rejected, misused, overlooked. You're too precious. Amen. God says that you're wonderfully and fearfully made. And he created you in his image, which means that you are worthy of honor and respect. Amen. Hallelujah. And anybody that does not recognize that, anyone that does not recognize your value, your true value, does not deserve to be with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, wait a minute. I'm not telling you to go and leave your spouse. or to quit anybody. Amen. I just say to you that you deserve better than that. Amen. Better than to be mistreated. Amen. However, if you are being beaten, if your life is in danger, then I encourage you to get to a safe place. Amen. You can call the abuse hotline, 1-800-ABUSE. I believe that's one of the numbers. Or go to Google and Google abuse hotline and make a phone call. Amen. Go outside of the house. Don't let him know. Don't let your abuser know that you're getting ready to make that call. But get you some help. Amen. Go to your pastor, amen, and if you've already done that and your pastor just told you to be better, act better, and he'll treat you better, then you need to make another call, amen. Call somebody who's going to help you get yourself and get your children, if there are children involved, to a safe place, amen. And tune in this week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, right here at, on blogtalkradio.com/power. To the Woman to Woman Show. We will have a conference. We're having an online conference right here on the Woman to Woman Show, and we're going to be dealing with the issue of domestic violence. Amen. On Thursday night, we have Reverend Thurcell Chisholm Watts. Amen. And she's an awesome preacher. She's going to be preaching right here on my show on Thursday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Amen. On Friday night, we have Apostle Dr. Tanya Blount. Amen. She is the author of several books. Her latest book is The Price I Paid for This Anointing. My God. This woman of God has an awesome testimony. You don't want to miss Friday night at 8 o'clock. Amen. Come expecting, amen, to hear a powerful preach word. Come expecting for, even if you're not being abused, amen, or battered, amen, come expecting a great move from God, amen. This woman is going to deal with these issues, amen. She's going to preach, amen. Both of these women, Thursday and Friday night, they are going to preach, amen. They're going to preach us happy, amen, which means that we're going to have some victory at the end of this conference, amen. So that's Thursday night and Friday night. And then on Saturday, on my show at 2 o'clock, amen, right here on blogtalkradio.com/power, we're going to have a panel, amen. There's going to be a panel of experts, amen, hallelujah. There will be a panel of experts, and we are going to deal with the tough questions, bringing you some real answers, amen, about domestic violence. Amen. Hallelujah. My panelists are Pastor Gwendolyn Lester Carson. My God, this woman, she's an advocate in this area. She deals, she gives conferences year round, amen, dealing with domestic violence, amen. So she's going to be one of our panelists. Then we have another panelist is Prophetess Minister Lalisa J. Wims. My God, and you talk about another powerful, powerful woman of God. She's also a coach. She's a preacher. She's a coach, a life coach. She's an entrepreneur. She has a powerful testimony, amen. Oh, my God, about being delivered from prostitution, about being having her life saved with somebody who wanted to kick her head in, amen. And she's going to be one of our panelists on this upcoming Saturday at 1 o'clock p.m. And then we have Minister Dana Neal, amen, hallelujah, who is also an author. She's an entrepreneur. She has a couple of groups, amen, for women, amen, the Praying Wives Club, and also on Bended Knee, Fam for You, amen. So she is an advocate for family, amen. But not only that, she is an author. She's written several books. One of her books is No Longer a Victim. That's one of her latest books, No Longer a Victim. And I encourage you to tell everybody, listen, if you know a mother, a sister, a brother, if you know a friend, a neighbor, a church member, who is having trouble in any area, not just abuse, because don't you know that when the word of the Lord is being brought forth, it will deal with every area, every issue in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. God is no respecter of persons. And because we have power, because we have the Holy Ghost, amen. Hallelujah. The Lord will know what's in the room, amen, and what's in the room. So we are getting ready. Author Dana Neal is with us. God bless you, Minister Dana Neal, amen. So excited to have you here. Looking forward to you being on the panel next Saturday, amen. And I'm not even going to give you her testimony, amen. You're going to have to come next week to find out. Listen, these women of God that are coming have some powerful testimony. And you talk about somebody telling all of their business. My God, I often tell all of my business. I talk about the fact that my daddy abandoned us when I was a little girl. But before that, my mother and father fought all the time. Amen. Hallelujah. I had no self-esteem. Amen. Lost my virginity at a very early age due to older boy pretty much raping me, molesting me. Amen. Hallelujah. Was almost gangbanged, my God, because I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Amen. Hallelujah. Felt I was ugly. Had no self-esteem. No, you talk about low self-esteem. I had no self-esteem, looking for love in all the wrong places. Amen. Hallelujah. Thought that because my mother and father fought, I thought that that was what it was about. Amen. Hallelujah. So I wanted to fight the men in my life. Amen. To prove that they, for them to prove that they loved me, I wanted them to fight me. Amen. But God said no. God said no, and He sent the man into my life to evangelize me. And I was in the bar one night, and I met this man who told me about Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And I didn't want to hear about Jesus. Thought that everybody in the church was hypocrites. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you know we got a lot of hypocrites in the church? Amen. Hallelujah. But what one thing is wonderful about that is we got a real lot of holy folk in the church. Amen. A lot of folk that love Jesus for real. Amen. So this man took me to church. Amen. And he lived a life before me. Amen. And because of his witness, amen, all these years later, 18, 19 years later, I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. And serving God. Amen. Hallelujah. God totally changed my life. The anger is gone. I want to fight this man. He's now my husband. Come on. My husband of over 15 years. And in the beginning, I wanted to fight him. I did fight him. Okay, not wanted to fight him. I did fight him. Amen. Because I had no power. Amen. I was in the church 7 years and still had no power. Amen. That's why we got to talk about the power. Amen. I was in the church 7 years and still had no power. I was still fighting my husband. Amen. I'm going to admit it. And he wouldn't fight me back. He said, I don't know what kind of Negroes you've been dealing with out there in the street. That's not the word he used, but I'm being nice. He said, but I'm not going to put my hands on you. Hallelujah. I'm talking about power right now. I'm talking about domestic violence at the same time, giving my testimony. But I'm talking about some power. This man has some power because you know his father was an abuser. Come on. My God, his mother will often tell us how my husband's father beat her, threw her down the stairs. Amen. And this woman of God, God bless her soul, has been a blessing to me. Amen. In these 15 years that I have been married to my husband. Her testimony, amen, of the goodness of God, of the power of God, has helped me become the woman that I am today, amen. And his father was an abuser, and his father was the womanizer, amen. But my husband said, I refuse to put my hands on you. Hallelujah. 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 Now, that's power because the Holy Ghost had come into his life and changed his DNA. Come on, somebody. Changed the way that he saw life. Amen. Even though I hadn't been changed yet, my husband had experienced transformation power, the transformation power of the Holy Ghost, that even though he was angry, that power said, I'm not going to do like my daddy did. Amen. God has changed my DNA. He's changed my nature. Come on, somebody. You know God can change your nature. And this man exercised that Holy Ghost power before me and refused to fight me. My God, refused to hit me, even though his father had passed that heritage down, but he rejected what was passed down through his earthly father, and he embraced what was passed down through his his heavenly Father, and he didn't hit me, amen. And I learned how to go before the Lord and pray, and I learned how to exercise the power that had been given me by God, my God. And today I can tell you that I'm healed, my God. The anger that I had, the bitterness that I had is gone. God has totally, totally transformed my life. I know I've been changed. I know I've been changed. I can tell you, I know I've been changed. Hallelujah. So I just thank God for his grace. I thank him for his mercy. Amen. And I thank him for his power. I thank him for his power. Go ahead and pray the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In the book of Acts, chapter 1, Jesus told the disciples to go on up and stay in Jerusalem. Amen. He says, don't leave Jerusalem. Hallelujah. He said, I want you to go and I want you to stay there until you receive some power. Amen. Hallelujah. And as I looked at this scripture in Acts chapter 1, I'm just going to read a few verses to you. Amen. It says in Acts chapter 1, it says, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs. Amen. Here is Jesus. They're talking about the disciples seeing Jesus and him giving them proof that he had resurrected from the dead. Amen. Being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Amen. So Jesus had spent 40 days after his passion, after the crucifixion of Christ on the cross. Amen. He came back and showed himself and spent 40 days with the disciples. Amen. And he spoke with them not about church, but he spoke with them about things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, says he, ye have heard of him, of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore will come together, verse 6 says, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons when the Father has put, which the Father has put in his own power. He said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the outermost parts of the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. And Jesus told the disciples, he said, you're going to receive power. He says, don't leave Jerusalem. Don't go out ahead of yourself. Amen. I want to just say to somebody, don't go out ahead of yourself. Make sure that you receive the power. Make sure that you have the power. And, you know, he told them, he said, that power is going to, you're going to be my witnesses. You're going to testify of my greatness. You're going to be a testimony of my power. Amen. Hallelujah. Right here in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the outermost parts of the earth. Come on, somebody. I'm getting excited. Even as I think about this, the fact that Jesus told the disciples, look, I'm getting ready to anoint you with power from on high. You're going to be endued with power from on high. Power's going to come all over you. Power's going to come all up in you. Power's going to be with you. Amen. Hallelujah. My power is going to emanate through your pores. My God. You know, and we got to get to the point where that power is bursting forth out of our pores. Huh? My. When people come into contact with you, what are they coming into contact with? Are they coming into contact with the power of the Most High God, or are they coming into contact with your flesh? My God. Are you operating in the power of the Spirit, or are you operating in the flesh? My God. And Jesus talked about, he said, in Jerusalem, you know, he said, I'm going to start with you right where you are. right where you are, in your own house, my God, in your own self, amen. So when God gives us power, so many times we think that the power is to operate from the outside, that we're supposed to go outside of ourselves and begin to operate that power that we have been given, amen. But that's not how it's supposed to go. That power is an inner power, amen. And the power of God has an inner working where it works from the inside out. See, the power of God works from the inside out, my God, not from the outside in, my God. Because the power that we receive is an instilling, come on, an instilling of the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost fills me up, my God, so that not only can I begin to manifest change in the outside of myself, but I can begin to manifest change on the inside of myself. Come on, somebody. That power, that Holy Ghost power begins to heal you. It begins to change you. It begins to transform you. It begins to give you courage. Amen. When you were once afraid, now you're bold for Jesus. My God. Hallelujah. You have all of this power. And like Jeremiah, it's like liquid fire run up in your bones. My God. And you can't contain it. That fire, that power is like a fire, and it begins to burn up everything in you that's not like God. Then they can't bring God the glory. Amen. So I'm asking you today, do you have the power? Do you have the power? Amen. Hallelujah. I know that people are being saved in ministry. I know that people are coming to Christ. I know that you love Jesus, but do you have the power? Amen. Hallelujah. The power to walk right. The power to talk right. Amen. Hallelujah. What is this power for, Pastor Rebecca? This power is to totally transform your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Totally transform your life so that you don't recognize yourself and so that others do not recognize you. Amen. Hallelujah. When they look on you, all they see is the light of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, this power is to transform you into the likeness of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So that like Moses, when people look upon you, all they see is the light of God. Amen. All they see is the glory of God all over you. My God. Hallelujah. That people will come and like Paul and Peter, amen, they will fall down and say, what must that do to be saved? Amen. Hallelujah. Where people will be healed by your shadow. Amen. And like Paul, where they will be able to take garments from your clothing. Amen. And cut it up. And handkerchiefs that are sent to hospitals can make people well. Amen. People will get up and walk again. The lame will walk in, and the deaf will talk. Amen. Hallelujah. The mute will hear. Amen. Hallelujah. The leper will be made clean. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. God is talking about power, a power that we don't manifest, we can't manifest outside of the glory of God, amen, outside of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. God is talking about life-changing power. Power, power, transformation, power, amen, hallelujah, power that will change you first. And then began to change those in your household. Then that power will begin to change those in your community, amen, on your job, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That power will begin to change the world, my God. As people get saved under your ministry, that power is transferred to them. Impartations are made, my God, that will be able to change lives radically, to change lives radically. My God, I'm talking about power, my God, to make a difference in your family, power to make a difference on your job, power to make a difference in the world, my God, power to make a difference on Facebook. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about the power to make a difference on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Hallelujah. Power, the power to change the world. Hallelujah. And we have to do it. You know, we have to be filled with power. Too many of us are running out, and we don't have no power. We don't have any power. But God said, Jesus said it. He said, but ye shall receive power. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I'm full of fire right now. I tell you, my life has been radically changed. I want to invite you to call in. The number is 646-652-4832. 646-652-4832. I want to invite you to call in, amen, and let your voice be heard, amen. We're talking about power, amen. We're talking about a testimony of God's power, amen. Yeah, Jesus said, you shall receive power to what? To be my witnesses, amen. Hallelujah. And what does a witness do? What does a witness do in the courtroom? A witness, the first thing the witness has to do is take a stand. Take the stand for Christ, amen. Take the stand and say, God is real, amen. Jesus Christ and his power is real because my life has been changed as a result of his power. Look at Peter. I love this. In Acts chapter 2, it says that as they were up there praising God in that upper room and they were up there on one accord, that the fire of the Lord fell in the room, closed tongues of cloven fire fell in the room and lighted upon each and every person, my God, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, amen, and began to speak in tongues, my God, hallelujah. See, fire, power will make you talk different, come on. Power will make you talk differently, amen, hallelujah. Instead of saying what you say and saying what the world says, instead of saying what your circumstances say, power will make you say what God says. Amen. Hallelujah. God power will make you speak in a language that you don't even understand. They begin to speak in foreign tongues. Amen. Hallelujah. They begin to talk like they had never talked before. Amen. Hallelujah. And God will change your language. Amen. Hallelujah. He'll change the way you talk. God will change the way you walk. I'm a witness. Amen. Hallelujah. I just came to be a witness of the power of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So they were filled with power, amen, and they began to speak with other tongues, and the Jewish people that were there, the other Jews that didn't experience the power, amen, said, these men are drunk. They're drunk. They're drunk with new wine. My God, they're drunk. And Peter, the Bible says, stood up boldly and began to preach. Oh, my. Oh, my. So Peter began to preach, my God. And as Peter began to preach, the Bible says the Holy Ghost fell upon the people. The people were filled with the Holy Ghost and God, come on, somebody. And that was in Acts chapter 10 where they got filled with the Holy Ghost. But even then, Peter, the Bible says, as Peter began to preach, that people got saved and says 3,000 were added to the church. I want to talk to the pastor, and I want you to raise your hand. I see you callers. Press 1 if you want to let your voice be heard, and I'll put you on the air. Amen. I want to talk to the preachers out there. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, don't go out there without the power. whether you're on a radio show preaching the gospel or whether you're on the Move for Jesus on Facebook or you got some groups out there, you know, and you're doing ministry unto the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Whether you stand in the pulpit and preach the gospel or you want to cast out demons, whatever you're doing, amen, even on the job, even if you go for a job interview or for a review with your boss, or you got to make a call to follow up on the application, or you even have your own business, don't go without the power. Amen. Hallelujah. Make sure you take the power of the Holy Ghost with you. Amen. Hallelujah. We have a caller. Amen. I'm going to put this caller on the line. This is my wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons, area code 862. You're on the air. Welcome to the Woman to Woman show.
Praise God. It's a blessing to be here. Your topic is so powerful today, the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, amen, I'll draw all men unto me. And it's amazing, yes, how in this hour we see so many believers that either, one, they don't believe, there's a faith issue, or two, they just disobedient and refuse to operate in the power that we do have available. whichever way you look at it, that power is ineffective unless we use it. Jesus says in the book of Matthew, lest you, you know, build your house on my teachings, when the storms come, you're going to fall, you're going to fail. But when you operate in the teachings and the power of the Holy Spirit, you can't fail. I'm just so encouraged because, Pastor Beck, I just see too much in my word that empowers me daily. So I don't want to get ahead of myself because my marriage moment is coming from the first Psalm. But it's just so awesome, the word of God, when you meditate on that word day and night, when you abide in that word and that word abide in you, that's the power that we have. And what's happening, we have so much that's available to us, so much pulling us in so many directions. There's just so much technology and so much access to us as believers. We tune God out, and he wants to be tuned back into our lives. So when we begin to do that and let God have place in our lives, we'll begin to see powerful results, not just in our lives, but in the lives of so many people. Because as you said, Peter, the first church, those 120 that was in the upper room, if you keep reading in the book of Acts, even Ananias and Sapphira in the church giving on one accord, the rich and the poor. And then as you say, as you go on with the Apostle Paul in the house of Cornelius, there's so many miracles out of the books of Acts that we have to look forward to. And that's what encourages me when I don't see the manifestation in the fruit or what I'm expecting from God. Because if he just opened Sarah Barron's womb, then I can probably say, you know, I can still doubt, you know, Sarah was barren and God did this miracle. But he went on to do it to Hannah. Glory be to God.
Mm-hmm.
He went on and allowed Hannah, who was barren and tormented by Penina, her enemy. Hannah's womb was barren. Sarah's womb was barren. They could not have children. And God opened their womb. And that encourages me because if it's dead, that shows me that God can bring it to life. And he goes on, even Elizabeth in her old age, birthing John the Baptist. Some things have been closed up and people are backing up in the spirit. But God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever think, ask, or imagine if we operate in power and continue to believe God.
Yes.
And that's why I get excited. If something is dead, I think about Ezekiel 37, and he had the power to raise up them dead bones. God went to the prophet and said, can these bones live? And that's what God is saying to us today, Pastor Rebecca, that, listen, our communities are dying. We can look around our immediate families and see that marriages are not working, see that people can't keep a job, see that people are abandoning their place in ministry. And we don't have to look too far to see people feeling powerless. But when we operate in power, it's like a wildfire. It ignites
That's
the people
true.
In our house. It ignites the people in our job that look at our lives. And that's what you're talking about today. Let's recapture that power that so many seem to be losing in this hour.
Amen, Pastor Emily. That is powerful. And we have another caller. I want to put this caller on the air. That's so powerful. We have to recapture the power. Amen. Hallelujah. And we have to be witnesses of Jesus Christ. Area code 860. You're on the air. Welcome to Woman Show.
Hello, Pastor. I have a testimony I wanted to share with you.
Yes, amen. God bless you, sister. Amen. What is your name?
My name is Kristen.
Okay, Kristen. Amen.
I want to testify to the power of God and the Holy Spirit. In 2008, I had a disease. Probably for many years before that, did not know what it was. But it was a disease called fibromyalgia.
Yeah.
And I did not give up on God healing me. I went to every meeting that I could get to. It is a disease that causes pain throughout the person's whole body, like almost like arthritis in your muscles. And I was diagnosed by a physical therapist after I had my daughter in 2006. And I did not give up, and I kept pressing into God and believing God, and God touched me, and I was healed. And not only that, but we were living in poverty, driving a beaten-up old Nissan Sentra, and somebody hit the car, so it crashed into it, and I was started to feel sick again, and then I found out that I was pregnant. So we were also on food stamps, and my husband was working but just not getting ahead, and I had my young daughter, and then I found out beginning of 2009 that I was unexpectedly pregnant. I was 40 years old, and actually 41. I was 41 and was not planning a baby, and I was had just gotten healed, but we were struggling, and I just want to testify to the power of God. I was healed. I went back to school. I had my second daughter, 2 weeks before my 42nd birthday, and she is the biggest blessing. I did not want to have that baby. I was done having children, but God sent her to me for a reason. She is a helper. She unpacks all the groceries. She's coming up on her second birthday, the end of the month. And God has turned everything around. My husband is going to be starting a good job this winter that will get us off of all public assistance. And it would be more money than he's ever made. And I'm finishing my teaching degree. I'm taking my math class right now, and I've only got 3 more classes left. I am walking in health. I am not sick. I am well. I am healed by the power of the Holy Spirit, and I am serving God the way He wants me to. And I just want to encourage your listeners just to believe God. It doesn't matter what your circumstances look like. God can turn it around.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for the broadcast.
Hallelujah. What a powerful, wonderful testimony of God's goodness. That's why we got to confess God's goodness to the world. We got to declare His works, that they're still real today as they were in the days of the Bible. So we got to continue, as that young lady just testified, of the goodness of God, continue to encourage and exhort one another to good works, because God really is able to do exceedingly and abundantly all that we could ever think, ask, or imagine. Our God is faithful, and we need to remain faithful to our God, because He is an awesome, awesome God that we need to look to. God is our source. Nothing from this world is our source. Hallelujah. He's just a blessing. And as she, I pray, she gave that testimony. The Word says they overcome. They have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of their testimony. And that testimony hopefully got somebody over something that they were dealing with in this hour in their lives. Because we in the body of Christ, the Bible says, as we see the day approaching, we need to assemble ourselves together, exhorting and encouraging one another to allow God to stir up the gift that's in each and every one of us. We need to pray for one another that we will be healed, confessing our sins one to another, that we can be restored and made new in God. So I just thank God that she took the time out this weekend to call into this great show and to share those words of exhortation. Hallelujah. music from?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Wow. This is Pastor Rebecca. I tell you, the devil is a liar. God is good. Let's just praise God. I know you all have been praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. There's none like you. Hallelujah. We just glorify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, God. Oh, yes, we love you today, God. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. God, to God be the glory. Amen. For the great things that he has done, we lost service. Amen. Hallelujah. That is just something that happened, but God is still good. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, did you hear that sister's testimony? That sister Kristen called in with a powerful testimony, and I tell you, right after she testified, my phone died. Amen. And God is still getting the glory. He's still worthy. Amen. I tell you, I looked at my phone before I went on the air, and I had plenty of juice. I had plenty of juice on my phone, but when I looked at it, I couldn't believe it had died right in the middle of that powerful testimony. But I want to say to you, Sister Christian, if you're still there, that I praise God for your testimony. You talked about fibromyalgia and being healed from fibromyalgia, and the Lord also healed me from fibromyalgia. I had it for years, right after my daughter was born. She was born 13 years ago, and I suffered with these muscle pains for years, didn't know where they were coming from, had no idea, but the Lord healed me, amen, through his power. I kept pressing into the Lord, just like we're kindred spirits, Kristen, because just like your testimony, I continued to press into the Lord, and as I continued to press into the Lord, he healed me, and that's what I was talking about earlier in the broadcast, the power of divine healing, where God would heal you, amen, hallelujah, from all your diseases, So I just thank God for that testimony, sister, and even the Nissan. You know, my husband drives a Nissan. I believe it's a Sentra Nissan. Amen. Oh, he drives a Maxima. Amen. And I bought him that car 13 years ago. It's in the shop today. Amen. But let me tell you something. God has also opened up our finances. Amen. Hallelujah. And God will do that. If we just continue to trust him, continue to believe in him, he will not fail us. He won't let us down. Amen. Hallelujah. So I just thank God for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Can everybody hear me now? Amen. I just want to know if you can hear me. Amen. Just let me know if you can hear me. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. So the phone lines are open. That sister called in with a testimony, 646-652-4832. Amen. 656-652-4832. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God is good. God is good and worthy to be praised. I'm typing into the chat room. Can you hear me now? Amen. Can you hear me now in the chat room? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So call in 646-652-4832 and be on the air with me. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's make the devil mad. See when you start. Okay, Jesus. Amen. When you start talking about the power of the Most High God, Jesus, when you start, listen, you can play church all day long, and nobody will get mad at you for playing church, for going to church and being hypocritical and running the aisles, amen. Nobody will get mad, but when you can start confessing and testifying and being a witness of the power of the Most High God, oh, my God, you better believe that the devil's going to get mad. Hallelujah. You know, we say it in the hood. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. And I know from which the Lord has brought me. Amen. There is no one mad but the devil. When we start testifying to the goodness of God, and that sister came and she testified to God's power. Amen. She testified to God's glory, to his goodness. Amen. Hallelujah. She testified to his magnificence. Amen. Hallelujah. She testified to the healing power of the Lord, and not only healing in her body, not only giving her a blessing at 41 years old, a new baby, come on, but the healing in her finances, my God, hallelujah, bring prosperity to her house, opening the door for a new job, amen, for her husband, amen. To God be the glory. Amen, for the great things that he has done. Amen. So somebody else call in, push one to be on the air. Let your voice be heard on the woman. Listen, I told you I'm changed. I'm transformed. Listen, we're going into our domestic violence conference on this upcoming Thursday, and I know that the trick is to stop us. Amen. But we shall not be stopped. Amen. Hallelujah. We have a caller. I'm going to put this call on the air. Amen. Hallelujah. Caller, area code 803, you're on the air. Welcome to the Woman to Woman Show.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Rebecca. This is Reverend Doris Dorsey. God bless you.
God bless you, Reverend Doris Dorsey. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for calling in.
Amen. I just want to share some of the things that God has done in my life. I, too, have had a, in 1993, was put on disability. I was working. I had been working for a long time, and I had had a problem with a lot of pain, chronic, like you and the other speaker did a few minutes ago. But they diagnosed me with what they call undifferentiated connective tissue disease, which meant that I had three things that were going on in my body. First, chronic pain, more chronic pain, and the diagnosis was it was a positive test for lupus, it was a positive test for rheumatoid arthritis, and fibromyalgia. And in 1994, I received a disability, so I've been on disability ever since then. I couldn't walk. I couldn't dress myself. I couldn't get out of bed. I stayed on prednisone for a long time. I had to deal with depression from the being sick. And in 1994, my husband took me back to Houston because I couldn't stand the cold, couldn't deal with being cold all the time, and couldn't deal with heat. But my husband took me back to Houston, and we stayed there for a while, and we came back to North Carolina, and we went to a church. And in 1994, the last part of December, I joined the church, and I accepted Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. And I remember one Saturday, I went to a service they had, and I remember feeling something going on. I didn't understand what it was, but now mind, I couldn't walk. I couldn't go anywhere by myself.
Jesus.
If I went anywhere, I had to be in a wheelchair with a cane, or sometimes my friend would come and get me, and she'd go and get one of those buggies, you know, they have in the store for you to ride in. And when I went to the church and I gave my life to the Lord, from that Saturday on, God has blessed me. I haven't had to be in a wheelchair. I haven't had to have no cane. I haven't had to hold on to my husband.
Jesus.
I remember praising God, and I remember that I remember everything that was going on with me, and I remember hearing myself say, "Lord Jesus, Jesus." And after the service, and I was talking to my husband, I was telling him, and I was asking, I could hear myself saying, "Jesus, Jesus." He said, "No, he wasn't saying anything," but I could hear it. And I could feel everything. It's just like I was looking at myself. So I had a lot of medicine. I've been on 15 bottles of medicine. I have a problem with my heart. I have irregular heartbeat real bad. So I take two medicines for that now. One for the fluid in the heart and blood pressure, and one for my blood pressure and heart. So two for blood pressure, but also heart and fluid. And in 1998, I was diagnosed with, they had lumps in both my breasts. For 7 years, they didn't do anything with them. They just kept monitoring, monitoring. Nobody wouldn't move them. And I know people might find this hard to believe, but I didn't understand it. I did not understand it. But God showed me in that 7 year, in 2005, I went to a doctor. He sent me to another doctor. 2005, I had breast cancer. But for 7 years, I just kept getting every 6 months mammogram.
Uh-huh.
Everybody kept saying it was, you know, wasn't nothing. But in 2005, 7 years, God had that. 7 years of my life.
7 years.
2005, October 2005, on the 5th of October, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. I am 6 year survivor this month.
Jesus.
2003,
hallelujah.
I had
Thank
surgery
you,
on my
Jesus.
Neck. I have a plate with six screws in it. 2010, I broke my leg. I have a plate with five screws in it. I don't have no more pain. But
my
I still
goodness.
Have things
so
going on with my body. I am 55
Jesus.
Years old. December, I'll be 56 years old. My
Jesus.
Husband was the one that had cared for me all this time, but God has given me back my walk, my health, and I continue to serve him. So sometimes people don't realize that when you praise God as you do, they don't realize what's going on. Sometimes people say don't take all that, but they don't know where God has brought you from. And, you
That's
know, a lot
right.
of times you deal with a lot of things and people don't understand it. But God knows. You and God knows. So I tell anyone that if God has ever delivered you or brought you from anything, you need to praise him with everything in you, because if it was not for his grace and his mercy, I would not be here today. And I am grateful to him. I'm
my,
grateful
my.
To him for what
Hallelujah.
He has brought me every day of my life, every day.
Jesus.
And I just want to share that with you. I talked about a little bit of that yesterday on my Spiritual Woman show, but I just want to share that with you, that I love God, and I praise him, and I thank him
Hallelujah.
Because I'm here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, my,
well, let me tell you
my,
one
my.
Thing about that test. One of those tests was lupus.
But
don't
yeah.
you know every time they do that, those tests, when I go to my oncologist and stuff, they do those tests. There is no more sign of lupus.
Oh, you mean the incurable lupus.
Yes.
My
Hallelujah.
Goodness, there's no more sign.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I was just sitting there listening.
What a mighty God we serve. And that's why I praise him. That's why I love him, because he is real. He's real. He's so real to
yes.
me. My God, I never thought I'd meet somebody who'd been through all of that. And you're still here. You're still
Yes. Yes. And not only that, but, you know, depression's come with all of that. You know, and I always say, if it was not for the Lord, my mind would be gone, you know. I mean, starting at a young age, it's just, but God is so good. And I won't let nobody take that from me. Nobody. I am so grateful. I'm so grateful. But I'm going to get off the line, but I just want to share that with you and to encourage anybody. I spoke on it yesterday, restored to life. My life has been restored, has been given back to me, and I say to anybody that's going through anything, God can do it for you. You just got to trust him, believe
my
in
God.
Him, don't let nobody change it. I've been in ministry 16 years. I'm going to continue to stay there. I ain't turning back.
ain't turning back. That's what I'm talking about, and that's amazing because oh, my goodness. I was talking about that. As I was preparing, because I'll be on your show tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Hallelujah. And as I was preparing, God told me, he gave me resurrection. You know, he has resurrected some things and restored us, and that's the word. And I had not even heard your testimony. But no, God is, he's a restorer. And my God, he will resurrect some dead things of what people would think we should be dead.
That's
but God said, no, He has given us a life, new life.
Amen.
And I just thank God for your testimony.
Amen.
I thank God for your life. Amen. You're still here. You and Sister Kristen that called in earlier and so many others are still praising God and all of that. You know, you went through all of that and you still got your praise.
That's
you
right.
You still have your praise. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep
my
it too.
Goodness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. So thank you so much for calling in and blessing my show with your testimony. Because we're talking like Pastor Emily, before the devil got mad and we were cut off, we were talking about bringing back the power.
Amen.
So, bringing back the power of God, because so many of us are in the church, but we have no power. And the Bible talks about that, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof.
Amen.
My God. And we have to embrace this power. Amen.
Right.
We have to walk in this power. We have to allow this power to manifest in our bodies, in our lives, in our families, in our finances, in our ministries, so that we can truly be witnesses. It's time for the witnesses. It's time for the sons and daughters of God, the real witnesses of Christ, to stand up and testify.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And
to
Pastor,
stand up.
Before I go, I want to share one thing with you. When I broke my leg, December 2010, I broke my leg. I fell off the curb. I had a problem with balance, and I fell off the curb, and I broke my leg. And I had to go speak at a church that Thursday night, and I went to speak at the church, but I didn't know my leg was broken. So the Lord allowed me to go, and the message that I spoke, this was in December, it was during Christmas, and I spoke at the church for a Christmas service, and I spoke on He was born to save us. And I didn't know my leg was broken, but it was swollen. It wasn't hurting. And my husband told me I need to go to the hospital that morning to see. And when I went to the hospital, the doctor came. They did the X-ray. They came back and told me that my leg, my right near my ankle, was broken. I have a plate in it, and I have 5 screws in it. And God kept me. He took me. He brought me back. There was no pain. I did what He wanted me to do. He kept me.
Jesus. And you put me on a broken leg.
Didn't know it.
My
I had
God.
A cast on it.
Jesus.
Had surgery on it. Didn't know it.
Wow, Reverend Dorsey, that's a powerful testimony.
Amen.
And that's about the day. Hallelujah. God is able. Our God is able. I don't care what anybody says. I'll take the stand for Jesus any day. He is able. Amen. He's faithful.
I'm going to get off of that.
Like you said, depression comes with all of that. You could have lost your mind.
Yeah.
Going through all of that you have had to go through. And our sister Kristen that was on earlier, dealing with a young baby and, you know, not having enough resources and, you know, old beat up car, but holding on to the faith. My God, you know, just being able to hold on to His unchanging hand and just continue to press it. Oh, my God, that is just so powerful. And I just thank you for calling in and sharing with us that testimony, being a witness.
Amen. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you. I'm going to get off.
Before you go. Before you go, I want to talk, just take this time now before you go to talk about and say hello. I want to say hello to Marriage Talks. Sister Amelia, I see you. God bless you. Good to see you, Minister Amelia, Pastor Marriage Talk. Good to see you. Amen. And she's praising God in the chat room.
Amen.
With us. I want to talk about In His Presence, the In His Presence radio, Block Talk Radio show right here on Block Talk Radio. We're talking, you've been listening to Reverend Doris Dorsey, testify to the goodness of God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And some of you have already listened to her show, but she's right here on In His Presence with her husband, Reverend Frankie Dorsey. And they have invited me to come and bring forth the word tomorrow in their Sunday service right here on Block Talk Radio. So I want to invite everybody to tune in to us on that particular show tomorrow. Come to service. Amen.
Amen.
Come to service. It's a 5:00 service.
Amen.
And if you haven't had enough church, and there's never enough church, come on to church tomorrow.
Amen.
So let's go to church at 5:00 tomorrow, 5:00 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. There is a word from the Lord. Amen. And God is going to bring, going to speak to His people on tomorrow through His yielded vessel, being yours truly. Amen. I humble myself under His mighty hand that He will speak through me on tomorrow.
Amen.
So how do we come to service in His Presence broadcast tomorrow?
You mean the it's Blog Talk, www.blogtalkradio.com/in the slash line. Slash presence slash and then ministry, and with ministry come we, W-E. So it's In His Presence Ministry, world evangelism. So you have to put the little hyphen like line in between them, you know, each word. But you put ministry and WE together on the end.
Okay.
And, did you get the number for it?
Yes,
okay.
I do have a number for it, and I'll be calling in. Area code 754, I see you. I'm going to put you on the air. But I want you to listen tomorrow to www.lawtalkradio.com/in-his-presence-ministry-we. So tune in tomorrow at 5 o'clock p.m., and you could listen by calling in also. What's the call-in number if people want to listen by phone?
Okay, the call-in number is, my mind can't think. I can't think a minute.
That's okay.
Call-in number,
it's
347-237-5593.
Amen. Yes, it is 347-237-5593.
Yes.
If you're on the road and you want to don't want to be on the computer, you can call in by phone to listen. Amen.
Amen.
To the broadcast on tomorrow. It's a powerful broadcast. I've had the opportunity to listen on several occasions, and not just because I'm going to be there, but every Sunday at 5 o'clock, I believe.
Yes.
I know you have two services sometimes on Sunday, right?
I have one on Sunday, and I have my husband teaches on Tuesday and Thursday at 10, and we have just one that's on Sunday. But sometimes, like if a person can't, you know, come in at 5, we take it to 7 because we always put 2 hours on it.
Okay, amen.
Yeah.
So it will be
yeah.
5 o'clock. So just make sure you stop over and partake of the ministry there at In His Presence Ministries. Worldwide evangelism. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Bless you, Reverend Doris Dorsey, and I will see you on your broadcast tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to the fellowship.
Amen. God bless you. Me too. I'm going to
go. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we have another caller with the hand raised. Area code 754. You're on the air. Welcome to the Woman to Woman show.
God bless you, woman of God. This is Pastor Stephen Amaker, and I'm rejoicing in what I've heard so far. I was waiting because I received a text and you were talking about the power you'll be talking. So I was waiting to see whether or not I heard the problem that you had earlier. So I was waiting to see whether or not, and when you just announced it again, I was like, that's what I was waiting for, because and then thank God for Pastor Dorsey's testimony. That's just awesome. But the problem. Okay, let me start with this. I heard this week that there are some countries on this planet, this very same planet that we live on. There are some countries, if you claim to be a Christian, that whole country will cut you off. Just by saying that you are Christian.
Yes.
If you just claim that you are Christian, the country, they will take away all the social, economical benefits, all of those things. Your health care will be gone. Your social security will be gone. You're a total outcast in that country just for being a Christian, just for saying that you are Christian. In the United States, what is our problem? We that American Christians, that we always complaining, you don't need to pray so much. And I heard you say earlier, don't take all of that. And here's people that are giving up their rights as citizens to their country to name the name of God. And here we are, that you can be a Christian and still receive Social Security. You can still, you can say you're a Christian, still will receive Medicare benefit. And I'm not getting off onto the social media, but what I'm saying is, when you talk about where's the power in the church, why there's no power in the church? Because we used to have a day of prayer. Then we had an hour of sweet hour prayer. Now we have a moment of prayer. So there's nothing going on. There's nothing that brings the power. Don't speak in tongues in church. Speaking in tongues is what activates the power. And all these things that we are just totally doing away with, and that's why the devil is slapping people upside the head every day, and defeating. The church is being defeated because we have. Okay, they tell you don't do this. Church say, okay, we ain't gonna do that. They tell you don't pray. Okay, we ain't gonna pray. And if you pray, don't say the name of Jesus. We ain't gonna say don't carry your Bible. So now we got don't hang me up, sis. But now we got those iPads, whatever, so you can take your Bible and nobody know you. You got your Bible.
Jesus. Wow.
I'm not against them. Wow. I'm not against them. They're good with where they are. But there's something when you have a Bible. There's something when you say Jesus. There's things that happen, and then the church is malnutrition, starving. Like you see the kids out in foreign countries, they're sitting there with their ribs sticking out. You can see the kids that are dying of malnutrition. That is exactly how the church looks to God today, because there's no power. We're not doing anything to induce power. We're not what we're eating. We're not eating starch and meat and fiber and protein, and we're eating McDonald's and Burger King. And what I'm saying, so then the messages that we are preaching, in other words, is not messages that's going to build your spirit. It's just a message to get you happy for a minute. And that's all. That's all. So then that's why people, so many places I go, didn't you just get saved last Sunday? Yeah. Well, why are you back in the line to get saved again today? All these things is happening that really, there's no power. Okay, my final point. If today, hello?
Yes, we're here.
I'm sorry. My final point, if there are so many, and you, any one of you can do this, pull up prophet or apostle on Facebook and see how many thousands of people name come up. Pull up doctor and all these titles on Facebook, archbishop, chief apostle, pull up all these titles. My question is, if there are so many apostles and prophets and doctors in the land, why is there not no more power in the church? I mean, because if you're an apostle, the Bible says that mighty works were done by the hands of the apostle. So if there's so many apostles, how come the church don't have no more power than what it does? I mean, it's just sad. It's a sad commentary. But I'm glad to also report that God is raising up a remnant, such as Pastor Dorsey, such as Pastor Rebecca, such as these men and women of God that are really standing in the gap and standing for God, that he's raising up a remnant that is going to usher the power back into the house of God. And this is what we need. I'm seeing God is cleaning house. He's cleaning out all these people. Like Pastor, you said earlier, we can play church, and you keep playing church and nothing happens. And that's what's the problem, because you keep playing church and nothing is happening. But when we get serious, and really get on our faces and get before God and present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, then we'll see power come back to the church. We'll see a move of God. God bless you, sister. Thank you for allowing me to have these few words. God bless.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. A great, great insight into what's going on. in the church, we have removed, you know, so many, you talk about the social media and you talk about society, and we remove so much from the church, from society. They don't want us to pray in schools, and if you pray publicly, don't pray in the name of Jesus, and don't say Jesus. They tell our kids they can't do book reports about Jesus. And you talk about the man, the people who are being extricated and ostracized in their land because they have proclaimed the name of Jesus. As a matter of fact, I heard recently about a Muslim who confesses Christ, who was waiting to be executed because he would not renounce the name of Jesus. So and here we are in America, and we have the right. We have all rights, especially within our churches and within our circles, to lift up the name of Jesus. And so often, by way of being politically correct, we're not doing it. And when does political correctness enter the church? You're absolutely right. It's such a shift that has taken place in the church. But you said one thing towards the end, that God is raising up a remnant. You know, when Elijah went to God and he was tired. He was sick and tired of being sick and tired. You know, he had done great feats, killed all the false prophets, stood up in the face of Jezebel and Ahab, and Jezebel looked at him and said, you know, as what has happened to these prophets, God forbid it, the worst that's happened to you, threatened his life. The man took off, hid in the cave, began to cry, God, just let me die, just enter here, you know. And the God sent the angel of the Lord, said, man, get yourself together, get some rest, get something to eat. Your work is not yet finished. And God reassured him that he still had a remnant that had not bowed down to their knees to bow. Amen. Hallelujah. So we rejoice in that, knowing that there is still yet a remnant that has not bowed down to worship Baal and to serve Baal. And we're real teachers. The thing about it is that there are yet so many in the church, like you said, coming up again for salvation because they have not been saved. Because when we are truly saved, when God truly comes in like a mighty rushing wind into our lives, he comes in like a mighty rushing wind to take over. He doesn't come to just say, okay, I'm going to build a little campfire, but he's a consuming fire. Amen. So when we truly receive Jesus for real, then mm-hmm. we can really mm-hmm. have some transformation change, and we can really exercise some power. Amen. So there's so many of us in the church that we want a piece of God, but we don't even want to really taste them, amen, because the Bible says it's impossible for those who have truly tasted him, my God, and seeing how good he is, to turn away and do anything that we used to do. So there's God. Now, where's the power of God still? Now, God hasn't lost his power. It's just the church has been remiss and grabbing a hold of that power and allowing God's power to be made manifest in our lives. We got to grab a hold of the power. We are the ones that have to grab a hold of the power. Amen. So a powerful, like I said, insight, introspection into what's going on, what's really going on. You have thousands of people sitting up in churches, and not many of them are saved. Amen. Hallelujah. Uh-oh. So we got some work to do. Pastor Emily wanted a piece of this. I'm sure he has something to say.
Now, Pastor Amica, it's so powerful what you said. How much time we got? I just got the Bible open. I don't know why it's here. But it's in Job 42 where Job gave his insight on what happened in his life and what God did and how God was wrong. Job took wrong counsel from his friends. But listen how the story ends. The last chapter. Then Job answered the Lord, said, I know thou can do all things, and no thought can be withheld from you. Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore I uttered and understood not things too wonderful for me. Then he goes on to say, I beseech you, and I demand of you, I declare. He goes on to say, I have heard thee. Many of us are hearing. That's what Pastor Amica talking about. I have heard thee, but now my eyes have seen thee. And it says, wherefore I, or he says, I hate myself and I repent in dust and ashes. Jesus. Job realized that he was totally wrong when God reminded him, where were you when I created this whole big old world? And not only that, as Pastor Amica said, if men as yourself and myself and Pastor Rebecca and all these great people on this line today had this kind of insight without limited thinking, can you imagine how God is seeing his church in the earth realm?
Yes.
And that's what you're saying. I just went to ICU a few weeks ago, and I went in there, Pastor, with power. My wife prayed for her mother yesterday, her mother way down in Florida, and my wife prayed over the phone, and her mother called the next day with a testimony, no pain in her leg. And she said, daughter, you have power. I don't care what anybody say. And Pastor, after that's what you're saying. It's one thing to have your Bible on your iPod or your iPhone or your laptop, but it's another thing to have that word where there's nothing that's interfering with that word. And the word of God is all isolated by himself. God says, I'm a jealous God. I don't want to be next to your bank account. I don't want to be next to your calendar that you got downloaded in whatever technology you're using. I want to be God above all. And that's what you're saying. When we get back to that, removing it from more than just having godly insight, but moving people to get back to the basics.
Yes.
My wife been teaching us from the book of Acts, Peter lifted up Jesus and thousands got saved. If it was so simple today, we need to get back to the simplicity of the power of the gospel.
There you go. That's it. That's it. If I may give a piece of that, because God bless you, man of God. You really just hit me. Isaiah 6:1 says, in the year that King Uzziah died, then Isaiah saw the Lord. And with that scripture you just read, took me to that because how many Uzziahs was in the eyes of the people? How many, in other words, watch this, how many people have set themselves up as God in the midst of their people, in the midst of their churches, and you have no power of your own to deliver, save, heal, set free, do anything for anybody, but yet you are this great, mighty one. Everybody stand, here comes the chief. Here he comes. Here she comes. Everybody stand. And you walk in the room and watch this. Watch this, because what God has been dealing with me with, he says, I want you to seek me so that you receive the power that you can change the very atmosphere when you walk in a place, when you walk in a room, when you walk in a church, when you walk in a hospital. The whole atmosphere changes because power, not our power, it's not by my power. That's Anthony just said, Acts the third chapter. He said, Peter and John said, why are you looking at us like it was done by our holiness or by our power? We don't have nothing to do with it. But yet we don't. Watch this. This is the point. We don't have to be able to possess this power and yet not let the power possess us.
Jesus.
That's
good. Jesus.
That we can walk in and people are saved, delivered, healed, what have you, but you don't make no big name for yourself or you don't take no big recognition for yourself. See, I got power. No. It's by the humbleness and the humility that God, I humble myself, that you can, watch this, trust me to give me this level of power, and then yet I don't let that power take me over to make me to be a walking wonder among your people. You take your God's power, and now you make yourself a God in the eyes of the people. That's why Isaiah 6:1 says, when Uzziah moved, and all the power that King Uzziah had, Isaiah couldn't see God because he was looking, his eyes was on Uzziah. Thank you, woman and brother of God. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's just so powerful. My husband and I, we're working with one phone today, and we both want to say something about that. But to God be the glory. That's another piece of the word that the Lord had given me for tomorrow, coming from Isaiah 6:1. So there's only one spirit. There's only one spirit. It's the same spirit, and God's concerned about the church. You know, the Lord is concerned about the church. When we walk, I said it earlier, I had a gentleman contact me on Facebook, and he wanted to know the name of my church, the address. He said, I sense that you have a clean ministry. And I had never heard that before, a clean ministry. And he said, we're down south. We live down south, but my wife and I want to come and fellowship with you. We're going to be there this week. And I was just so blessed because that's what God is talking about, that we let our light so shine, not for our glory, you know, not so that people could talk about how great we are, but so that men and women on earth can glorify our God, amen, hallelujah, and give him the praise, amen, glorify our Father, which is in heaven. Our lives have a purpose and one purpose only, and that is to glorify God. Amen, through Christ Jesus. You know, we know that in him everything was created for him, by him, and in him. Amen. And in him we move and live and have our being. And when we get so puffed up with the fivefold ministry, everybody wants the fivefold ministry gift. You know, they talk about exercising your gift. People teach you how to exercise your gift in church, or how to use your gifts, you know, not for the glory of God, but how to use your gifts. And what we have to realize is that, come on, cleaning the bathroom is a gift. Come on, somebody. You know, we all want to preach to God. We want the mic. We want to be up front, but working ministry of health. Amen. God has given us a gift in our service, amen, to be able to move everything out of the way, to make it easy for the man or woman of God, for the pastor, amen. But everybody wants to be apostle, prophet, pastor, evangelist, and not very few want to even be teacher. But that's something that's becoming popular again, even now. But we all want the gifting with the titles, but nobody wants the gifting with the humility. You know, God says, humble yourself, and I will exalt you. Amen. Hallelujah. And so many people were like, a false humility. I want to act humble so that I can be exalted. No. Humble yourself, means God. I don't care if they never know my name. Yeah. As long as they know who you are. You know, as long as they know your name. Amen. Hallelujah. So you're right. So much is going on in the church. And that's why God wants us to keep our eyes. He tells us in the Bible, keep your eyes stayed on Jesus, amen, the author and the finisher of your faith, amen. Because if we look at some of the stuff that's going on in the church, we will find ourselves being ensnared by the very distraction that the devil is presenting us in the church. Because the devil's in the church too. We all know that, amen, hallelujah. So what we have to realize is that our work, those of us who do see, amen, the scales have been taken off of our eyes, and we're not being tempted by the desires of this world. That word is not being snatched away. It's snatched away because of the clutter of the concern of everything that's going on in this world. Amen. But we are not of this world. We in the spiritual realm, seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Therefore, we are able to discern, amen, the problems that we're seeing with the church and in the church, and be able to still have our power operating, amen, hallelujah, through what? Focus not on the power, but on the God of the power, amen, hallelujah, so that we can continually be effective, as I said earlier, not for the church, but as Jesus began to teach them of the thing, of the kingdom of God, amen, hallelujah. So it's no more church as usual, no more playing church, it's no more operating in false humility or the lack of power, amen, but it's when we get our eyes on God again, when we put God in our heart again and do like he truly told us to do, to love the Lord our God with all of our mind, our soul, our strength, our everything in us, amen. I love our neighbor as ourselves, and stop being so hearty and title hungry, amen. Then and only then, and stop looking for man to validate us and approve us, amen. Then and only then will we, as leaders, and this is the leaders, because there's a lot of leaders out there caught up, caught up in this allure of titles and money and acclaim and fame. But as, then as leaders, when we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God and put our mind back on Jesus and give God our hearts and our lives for real, then we can truly begin to make an impact, not just in the church, but on the world, amen, the outermost parts of the world, amen. So we have to, we got a lot of work to do. I said it before, and I'm going to keep saying it. We got a lot of work to do, and I thank God for you, man of God.
All right, this is my last comment. We, our time is winding down, but we, Pastor Rebecca just had a powerful women's conference at the church in here in New Jersey, Elizabeth, New Jersey, and everything was focused around that Acts 1:8. When you'll receive power from the Holy Ghost, when the Holy Ghost come upon you, you'll receive power. Pastor Amakar and our cyberspace audience, the power of God fell in that church so mightily. Women got breakthroughs. Women got miracles. Women got restored and renewed in their spirits. I mean, single parents, married women, older, younger. I just never seen quite an experience like that. And that's the kind of power and demonstration that we'll see if we continue to yield to the things of God. Because we can't do it. Pastor, because you just said it. I mean, so many titles, but when we get to that mic, we don't understand there's nothing we're saying. It's the power, it's the supernatural power of God that the hearer, we're preaching one thing and God is dealing with that individual and something totally we thinking in the home run, and God is dealing with the church in a whole nother way because he's God.
That's it.
That they're hearing something, Pastor Abigail, in the supernatural. And when we begin to back up in this flesh, as you said, and not get to the place where we read our own fan mail and like you said, building people to follow us. Because when you said it, I thought about jobs when I had jobs when I was younger and had little minimum wage warehouse jobs, and the boss come in the room and everybody starts to jumping into position. That little bit of that we get. And like you said, some pastors, like some men of God, women of God are just like that, carry a big stick and almost intimidating people. And God wants to humbling ourselves. Yeah, you got to be a strong leader. I'm not saying be weak as a leader, but walk in humility.
Now, you said something that I love. You said that the power of God moved. Okay, so it wasn't through the entertainment. The power didn't fall through the entertainment.
It was through the preacher, altar calls.
But see, now that's what the church has traded. We have traded. I'm getting ready to preach a message soon, in a couple of weeks, about trading. What we have traded things for. Here, I'll trade you my anointing for a title. I'll trade you my humbleness for this position. And the church has traded. We have traded the power of God, watch this, for entertainment. Why do you think, watch this, the better the entertainment, the more people come. So we have traded, huh? Well, what we got to do? We got to make the entertainment good. We got to get the best choir. We got to get the best singers. We got to get the best musicians. So we got to talk. Paul said, "I didn't come to you with entice." So we got to entice words. We got to be able to hermeneutical and homiletics and all this other stuff and put it down and do it right so that we can entertain them. As long as we entertain them, then they'll keep coming. But then you've been coming for 5 years, and you still, as Pastor Rebecca said earlier, you still have not gotten saved. You still have not gotten healed. You still haven't gotten delivered. You still haven't received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But you've been here for 10 years. You've been here for since day one. You've been here, and all this, you've been here, and the things that you're supposed, it's like going to the hospital every day. You're going to the hospital. And so much so now, they just know your name, and they don't even call you no more. You just sit there in the emergency ward all day. Then when the shift is over, they're not Good night, Mrs. Simmons. God bless you. Good night, Miss Amica. We'll see you later. Good night, Mrs. Simmons. I'll see you tomorrow. And you just sat there in the emergency ward and have not been ministered to at all. And this is what's going on in the church. Because watch this. And the Lord, I'm going to say this very quick. When the Lord showed me, gave me a dream a few years ago, Pastor Rebecca, that I was walking into the emergency room into a hospital. And the people were there. The emergency room was packed down with people. And I'm looking around. I'm like, well, why is all these people? But at the reception desk, there was nobody. There was no doctors, no lawyers. No doctors and no nurses. I went into the bathroom, and all the doctors and nurses were standing in front of the mirror, flipping and making sure how good they looked. But the people who needed to be ministered to, they couldn't minister to them because they were too busy standing in the mirror.
Wow.
So we are perfecting our entertainment, but at the same time, we are losing our power.
Wow. Well, Lord, help us. Have mercy, God. Have mercy. Yeah. That is a lot of what's going on in the church. That when you get to, it's like when the devil took Jesus up into the high place and offered him all of those things. Amen. If he would just worship him. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus gave him the word. But Jesus realized what so many of us have to realize is that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and that God has already promised us some things, amen, hallelujah, as we will continually worship him, because the devil will always come with the forfeit. He will always come with the imitation, amen, blessing. But he will always come with the Ishmael blessing. But God is the only one who is truly able to bless us, amen, according to what he has already planned in his word and promised in his word. So when you got leaders who are manufacturing entertainment and you have babies who are being born into that ministry, then those babies, amen, grow up to desire what the leaders gave them in the form of spiritual food.
So
we are blaming the babies, amen,
mm-hmm.
who are only, like if you give a baby sugar water instead of milk, you know, then that baby's going to grow up. That baby is not going to want milk. That baby just wants some more sugar water, amen. And the teeth fall out, and like you said, the baby is malnutrition, amen, hallelujah. So what we have to do, and this is what in his presence, Reverend Dorsey is saying, that we have to, she says, I thank God for you coming. She was talking to me there, but she was saying here that the unchurched, the unsaved, they're called the unchurched and the unsaved because of mama and daddy and have not repented or accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and relying on mama and daddy and grandparents, amen. So she's saying there's a lot of people coming into the church because their parents are saved and they have not accepted Jesus as their own Lord and Savior. But if they're in the church,
mm-hmm.
come on. Then that pastor, amen, has the role of the pastor is to shepherd. And that pastor has the responsibility of shepherding that person into the presence of the Lord so that that person can realize who God is and how wretched they are and get saved. And if the pastor is not doing it, if the pastor's too busy pimping and preening, amen, manufacturing entertainment, amen, then the people who come up in that church will never really know the full power of salvation, the full power of regeneration, the full power of deliverance, the full power of healing. They will never know as long as they sit up in that place. And the shame of it is that because of the entertainment aspect, because we like to sing and dance, especially as black folk, amen, a lot of people will keep coming because of the entertainment, and they won't want to go anywhere else. If you go somewhere and they're preaching about repentance and they're preaching about sin, they'll be like, oh, no, I don't want to go up in here. I want to go back somewhere and dance. Where are the drums?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where's the music? So you're right.
Mm-hmm.
The leaders have to repent. The leaders
mm-hmm.
have to repent, because I want to, the devil has sold you a bill of goods, Pastor. If you're just trying to fill up your church, you're saying, I just want, not you, Reverend, I'm talking about the pastors out there, the apostles, those super apostles like Paul talked about, those pastors, those bishops, those apostles and prophets and teachers and evangelists. The devil has sold you a bill of goods and said, I'll make your name great. I'll fill your church if you do it my way. If you do it my way, you know, if you water down your gospel, if you don't talk about Jesus, if you don't tell people to repent, if you put on some worldly music and mix it in with that worship music, I'll fill your church.
That's it. That's it. We have traded the gospel for spiritual unto a gospel of flesh. That's what the church has done. We don't preach, like you say, repentance and salvation and Holy Ghost. You preach cars and houses and monies and husbands and wives and prosperity. I mean, those things are good in this place. Everybody know. I mean, those that know us, you know, but it's good in this place. But when your gospel is telling people, God don't have a problem the way you live, as long as you sow a seed, plant a seed, have a need, sow a seed, and just do these things as the best. Seek God for a house. Seek God for a car. Don't seek God for your soul.
Yeah.
People dying every day and leaving houses, leaving cars, leaving bank accounts, and it does them no good, and they're going to hell. Watch this. Not from the world, but from the church.
My God.
Help us, Lord. I
believe God, even through this conversation, that has already hit the atmosphere. We're about to go off the air. But all God is saying, even if it's just that 3 hours of worship on Sunday, give him that church. I mean, give him that. We got HDTVs. We got our big screens. We got the comforts of our panel houses. If you're going to a place of worship, go there to worship God. Give him the we got a lot of hours in a week. He's saying, come out on Sunday. Hopefully you're coming Tuesday and Wednesday or whenever that Bible study or prayer is. But Pastor Hamgood, most churches are down to 2-3 days a week. But if you're going out on that Sunday, I'm just saying, if you're listening to this call or you listen to the archives, go to church, serve your pastor, and worship. I mean, be a true worshiper of God. It doesn't turn off for people like Pastor Hamgood and those on this line. But if it is you, if you're that Sunday Christian, give God that solid 3 hours of worship. Amen.
Because a true worshiper, when you go to church, a true worshiper doesn't start worshiping when he walks in the church. A true worshiper has been worshiping on Friday, on Saturday, on Monday, and Tuesday. So when we get together on Sunday, then we just doing what I've been doing all week. Because a true worshiper is not just predicated to one Sunday. Yeah, like Pastor Anthony said, if you're not a true worshiper, at least give God those 3 hours on Sunday. At least give him that time. Mature worshipers, we know that we worship. Our lifestyle is our worship.
The lifestyle, yes. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's what we have to teach. Amen. God bless you, sir. Amen. You stirred things up here. We could go another 2 hours on that. But God bless you. Amen. I want to thank everybody for listening. God bless you. Remember our online domestic violence conference coming up this week. Amen. Starting on Thursday at 8 o'clock p.m., continuing on Friday. And, again, we'll be here next Saturday with a panel. So make sure you come back next Saturday. And even we're going to continue this conversation. God bless you. Have a blessed day for those who are streaming. Pastor Amica, I just want to say God bless you, sir, because this is a word that the church needs to hear. Amen. Hallelujah. We're no
Thank
longer
you, Lord.
Streaming.
Thank you, Lord.
But this is a word that the church needs to hear, that God has not lost his power. However, the church has. the universal church, amen. And we, the people of God, especially here in America, we are going to have to repent, amen, and come back to God. We have to come back to God and leave the king, leave whoever, kick whoever we got on the throne, kick them off or whatever, and worship God again, amen. And not only us worship, but show others how to worship, amen, hallelujah. So we have to teach others how to worship God, amen. So I'm looking forward to my part in that. You know, I'm like Paul, I'm like Peter. I want to continue to, and like you, Pastor Amica, continue to preach the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and let people know that our God is real and He's no joke.
That's it. That's right. That's right. I'm humble, and we have to, you know what? In quick testimony, Friday morning. It was Friday morning. The Holy Ghost and I mean, He didn't let me go until 5:30 in the morning. I'm like, Lord, what in the world? been up since 7 Thursday morning, and now it's 5:30 Friday morning. But you know what happened? I was reading my Bible, and I was sitting there reading, and I closed the Bible, and I stood up, and my body, I'm like, what in the world is going on with my body?
Jesus.
And it was like I was going. My spirit was on its way out of my body, and I'm like, not saying for ministry, but like my spirit was making the divide, and I'm like, what? Whoa, hold up, Lord, why you don't kill me now? And so He said, no. He said, I want you to see how easy it is for me to snatch you out. So, this, why you did that, Lord? He said, because I want you to stay committed to the work that I've assigned for your hands to do. Pastor Anthony, Sister Rebecca, the Holy Ghost said, our workload is about to increase. Our workload is about to increase. And God don't need nobody else. He don't need no more people to go out there. And the Lord was saying to me, He said, you don't know how many people have walked up right before me until I blessed them. And when I blessed them, then they forgot all about me. I'm here. I don't need you no more. I don't need the anointing no more because I'm blessed now. I got what I wanted. And God was saying, that's why He said, because I'm getting ready to do some things in your life that when it's done, I don't want you to walk away from me so fast. I don't want you to walk away from me like these other people have done. There's a song that my father sang years ago. I never heard him sing. My father used to sing all the time. He was a pastor. And it was a song that says, don't let my name go down.
Jesus.
Do all you can to hold up my hand. Don't let my name go down. And this is what the church has allowed. God's name, the integrity, the power, and the glory that is in the name of God, we have allowed it to go down because of our sins. That has been in the devil. He said, see, hey, look at so-and-so, look at her. Oh, you're just hearing about preachers all over the country, all over, you know, just failing.
Yes.
Because you're letting the name of God go down. And God don't want us, this remnant of people, we will not do that. We're not going to allow this to happen. We're gonna walk in integrity and character. The Bible says, and I'm gonna stop. The Bible says that when the master comes and finds a servant faithful, that he will make that servant ruler over his house. What is the master, the operative word here? Faithful.
That's it.
You've been faithful. You've been faithful, as Pastor Rebecca said earlier, when nobody is looking.
Yes.
My job is to sweep the floor. Well, guess what? I don't need an audience to come and look at me sweep the floor. I got to sweep the floor because that's my job.
Yes. Amen. Well, sir, the Lord, we're full. We want to stay and get the from soup to nuts. We want to get everything God had you to pull out today, and is catching it. We caught it in the archives because we knew that the Lord had a final say through you, and we just thank you for pouring out on today.
Amen. And as we sign off, that word has been in my spirit all day. Increase.
Yeah.
So I definitely received that word from you, man of God, and thank you for speaking into our lives because we're encouraged. We do have our character and integrity in place, and nothing in this world is going to remove that.
Yes, and we have a work to do. So we're ready. We're on the wall, and we're going to do this work.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
God bless you. Have a blessed service, a blessed weekend.
You too. Amen. God bless. Love you. God bless you. Be blessed.
Amen. Love you too, sir. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. This has been Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and you've been tuned into the Woman to Woman Show. I thank God for the women and men that he sent to this broadcast on today to speak into our lives. Amen. To God be the glory for the great things that he is doing in the earth. And like you heard today, you do have power. Amen. And that power is for the building and equipping of the church. Amen. And for people to be saved and some to be snatched from the fires of hell. So if you're not saved on today, you have an opportunity to give your life to Jesus. If you just confess Jesus Christ as Lord from your heart, amen. The only way to be saved is to really have it in your heart that I can't go on without God in my life. I can't go on without his power. And if that's your confession today, just say these words after me. Father, I repent of my sins. I ask Jesus to come into my life. I receive your forgiveness for all that I have done wrong, and I commit myself to living a brand new life. Send me your Holy Ghost. Baptize me with power. Lord, I give my life to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You prayed that prayer. Contact me at Pastor Rebecca at ymail.com, Pastor Rebecca at ymail.com, and let me know that you just got saved through the Woman to Woman broadcast. If you want to consider sending an offering, you can do so at my website at nccmonline.org, and on the front page and also on the books and videos page, there is a tab where you can actually make a donation to Pastor Rebecca Simmons Ministries. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And also, make sure that you tune in. Also, if you want to send a check, you can send it to the church, New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, 07206. Amen. Hallelujah. If you want to sow into this great work that the Lord has us doing, my books are on my website. Also, again, it's nccmonline.org. And remember to tune in this week. Starting Thursday, this upcoming Thursday, the 20th, to our first online domestic violence conference. Amen. On Thursday night, we have Minister Thurcell, Chisholm Watts. On Friday, we have Apostle Dr. Tanya Blount. And also on Saturday, we have a panel of experts who are going to be discussing domestic violence, and they include Pastor Gwendolyn Lester Carson, Minister Lalisa J. Wims, and also Minister Dana Neal, with our moderator Tina L. Lane. So tune in to be a part of that on this upcoming week. It's time to stop domestic violence. It's time to stop the madness. And even if you're not in that type of situation, come anyway. You're going to be blessed because the Holy Spirit will be here. God bless you. Go in peace. and serve the Lord, knowing that God still has a great plan for your life.